بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم أخرجني من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمني بنور الفهم اللهم افتح علينا أبواب رحمتك وانشر علينا خزائن علومك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. We have reached a very important point in our study of akhlaq. Something that maybe has not been discussed, at least I haven't come across this discussion, or I don't remember. First, talking about truthfulness and karama as two fundamental values, and then what is the relation between the two. So this is a very important discussion. Truth is something that, as we said, is not just telling truth. Truth is haq. And you remember we gave a system of understanding everything according to haq from the Quran. You remember we had this discussion last year. On the other hand, izzah is so important that you can explain the perfection of Allah with reference to izzah. You can explain the perfection of human beings after a spiritual struggle as izzah and karama. The people of heaven have karama, angels have karama, and also general karama that Allah has given to children of Adam so that they can use and build upon it. What is now the relation between the two? I have been thinking about this, and then just in this last month of Ramadan, one night this ayah came to my mind, which is, I think, the ayah that connects these two together. And you can now imagine how happy I became, because I found a clue. In Surah Fussilat, verse 41 and 42, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالذِّكْرِ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. Those who rejected the reminder when it came to them. The Quran, they rejected. What is the Quran? What is this zikr? وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. Quran is a book which is aziz, is a dignified, honorable book. Okay? Because the book of Allah is honorable. Look at this. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. Because it is Aziz, falsehood would not reach him from before or from behind. تنزيل من حكيم حميد. This is a revelation from Allah who is wise and praised. You see the connection between izzah and being immune, being protected against falsehood. So, because Quran is the word of haq, and it is by itself haq, so it is qawlul haq, and it is also qawlun haq. Okay? So it's word of God who is haq, and the Quran is haq. Batil cannot come into it. So you understand that if izzah is there can be only haq. If izzah is weak, for example, if you don't have 100% izzah, you have 90% izzah, then there is a chance of 10% falsehood get into it. So this ayah is very important ayah that shows that the reason for having izzah is being embodiment, or in our case, at least being committed to haq. There is also a hadith which I want to share with you. And this hadith also helps us in understanding the relation between the two. In several books, for example, in Tuhaful Uqul, we have this. Also in Biharul Anwar, we have this. That it seems it's from Imam Askari alayhi salam. It says, "Ma taraka al-haqqa azizun illa dhalla." Ma taraka al-haqqa azizun illa dhalla. No honorable person leaves aside haq unless he loses his honor. So it means that your honor is as long as you are committed to the truth. مَا تَرَكَ الْحَقَّ عَزِيزٌ إِلَّا ذَلَّهِ وَلَا أَخَذَ بِهِ ذَلِيلٌ إِلَّا عَزَّهِ. And no zalil, a person who has no respect, no, you know, not that much honored by people, he would not start holding onto the haq unless he becomes aziz. So aziz, by not observing haq, becomes zalil, and zalil by observing haq becomes aziz. Okay? So why Allah is aziz and he is the origin of izzah and the only source of izzah? Remember, we said all this. من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا أيبتغون عندهم العزة. Izzah is only for Allah, because Allah is al-haq, and because he is essentially haq, so his izzah is also essential. There is no way to take away haq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, there is no way to take away izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, as much as commit ourselves to haq, we are aziz. As much as we commit ourselves to haq. If you have Rasulullah, then among human beings, his izzah is more, because he has more commitment to haq. إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ then وَلِرَسُولِهِ then وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Yeah? Actually, Rasulullah is so important in this process that part of our commitment to haq is to acknowledge Rasulullah as the messenger of God. Yeah? For us, this is part of the requirement. So, in my understanding, and Allah knows, of course, better, but it seems plausible, reasonable to suggest that these are not two separate things, two independent things. No, they are either the same or one of them comes from the other. It seems to me, again, I am not saying 100%, Allah knows. It seems to me truthfulness is the main thing, based on what we have said. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be haq, for us to observe haq. Okay? For us, haq doesn't mean that we are haq. We observe haq. He is al-haq, and we try to observe him. Therefore, he is aziz. We try to be aziz as much as possible. Okay? Therefore, whatever we said about fruits or outcomes of karama and honor, indeed, they are all also outcomes of truthfulness. And this is why Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam so much emphasize on truthfulness. You remember we had this hadith that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam sent this message to Abdullah ibn Abi Ya'fur, that see what did Ali alayhi salam observe that he reached that position that he had with Rasulullah. And that was truthfulness. And we had many other hadiths. Or about, for example, Siddiqeen. We talked about Siddiqeen. I don't want to repeat those discussions. So, in Islamic value system, it seems that the origin, the foundation, the core value is truthfulness. And in my understanding, in the case of human beings, actually this is ubudiyah. What is ubudiyah? To submit yourself to the truth. But I think we have, unfortunately, a common misconception. We think that ubudiyah means commit yourself and be humble before only Al-Haq, who is Allah, who is the perfect Haq, the absolute Haq. But in my understanding, ubudiyah is to commit yourself to Al-Haq and any branch of Haq, anything which originates from that source of Haq. In the same way that you have to observe izzah of Allah and the izzah of whoever Allah has given them izzah, you have to observe any manifestation of haq. For example, Quran is haq, you have to accept it. Al-Jannah wal-Nar haq, you have to accept it. Al-Wa'da wal-Wa'ida bihima haq, Al-Hashru haq, Al-Nashru haq. Okay, Anbiya haq. Then, something else which is haq is the rights of people. If someone has a right and I don't observe, so it means that I am not abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who is zalim, who doesn't observe the rights of people, he is not abd, because you are rejecting haq. If I have a dispute with someone and I don't accept haq from my husband, from my wife, brother, sister, friend, colleague, neighbor, even enemy, if my enemy says something haq, I have to accept. Why? Because I am abd for haq. Allah is al-haq. In the same way that any light comes from Allah, مَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورًا. Izzah comes from Allah. Haq is also from Allah. There is no other haq. So denying any haq is like rejecting any light, rejecting any izzah, rejecting any adl. It's all sign of not being servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a servant of Allah is the one that 100% commits himself to haq and finds his izzah in this. Those who are not committed to the truth and they think they themselves are haq, they feel by committing to the haq, they are losing their position. Yeah? If I have my ego, I don't want to accept your haq. I don't want to say I made mistake. Why? Because I am thinking that I am the central value. I am haq. Everyone should respect me, everyone should listen to me, everyone should obey me. Okay, for arrogant people, it's not possible to commit themselves to haq. But for someone who is servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is just looking for truth. Who is telling the truth? I am going to accept. Who is helping me to find my mistakes? I am going to accept. And I thank them if I am a servant of haq. And in this process, you can go higher and higher, then you become a sign of haq for other people. You know, if a person 100% commits himself to the truth, then other people can benefit from him. With respect to Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam, we have Aliyun ma'al haq wal haqqu ma'a Ali. Why? Because Ali has so much committed himself to haq, then he is only a mirror to reflect the haq. You can look at the haq or you can look at the mirror. You see the same thing. Yeah, if you're 100% committed, people can look at you or they can look at the mirror, the haq. They see the same thing. Okay, I stop here and inshallah think about it and we will continue this discussion inshallah next week. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.